business on the grow? Amex business cards support cash flow, fuel growth and reward you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. T's and C's eligibility and approval criteria apply.
Katy Perry is so keen for her Aussie shows next year. She's told Kyle and Jackie O why it's called the Lifetimes Tour.
I feel like I've grown up with my fans. They're like in their late 20s. Some people have careers, some people have families. So it feels like a lifetime we've been through already.
For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your sport check in a sec.
Go big. Faulkner Bingo Centre with huge jackpots, loads of specials and plenty of space for all your friends. Faulkner Bingo Centre in Faulkner and Croydon. Gamble responsibly.
Just two sleeps to go until the AFL Grand Final. The Lions have had a run at Punt Road Oval today. Darcy Fort trained with the side. He's set to replace injured ruckman Oscar McInerney. And Sydney skipper Callum Mills has travelled with the team despite being ruled out of the Grand Final. The Kiss Cast is next.
The Kia Stonic. Compact SUV, but big on style. Designed for urban adventures. Available now. Book a test drive today. More at kia.com.au.
Chilly tonight, dropping to 6 degrees. Sunny tomorrow for the parade, 17 the top, and blue skies for the grand final, 23. Right now it's 11 degrees in Point Cook, 12 in Fran. The genius behind George Costanza from Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, is taking over Kyle and Jackie O live from LA tomorrow, 8 a.m. Your home for the world's biggest stars is Kiss 101.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
We'll do it live!
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up! Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world.
The king and queen of radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reigns supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
I'm Kyle and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How are we feeling?
Thanks,
suppose.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go! The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power live this week at Hollywood. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle. Oh, look, we're about to do a little special give back. We have an Australian girl living in Los Angeles. She hasn't seen her sister for 5 years and she just had a baby and, like, she would love to be reunited with her.
Yeah.
She thinks she's coming in to do, like, a little game with her sister back in Australia on Zoom. It's called Family Feud. Now, what she doesn't know is we've flown her sister over and we're going to surprise her.
Behind me here in the studio, there's a tiny little toilet. We've stashed the sister in the toilet for the last hour and a half.
That's right. But when we come back with the sister, the one that's unaware of what's going on, we're just going to, it's going to be a normal break where we pretend we're going to do this game. So you guys will know what's going on.
And I'll do a little bit of magic and the woman will appear. Plus, Jackie caught up last night with Katy Perry for a little one-on-one. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
And she divulges stuff she's never told anyone else.
Yeah, we had a real... I love Katy. She's such a sweetheart. And then we've got Jeremy Jackson, who played Hobie on Baywatch.
Who? Oh, the undie sniffer.
Yeah.
Remember? He was sniffing the girls' swimmers.
He was. He revealed that recently, that he used to sneak off to the trailer when they were all gone and sniff their swimwear. Oh my God. He's coming in later. It's a big show. Stand by, guys.
This, around Australia, is the Kyle and Jackie O Hollywood Hour of Power.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call, and whenever I fall. Whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall. beside you go. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
Kyle and Jackie, your hour of power.
Kyle and Jack, give back.
Nobody got you the way I do, the way I do.
Yeah, what a week we've had in Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Back here in Hollywood Hills all this week, just chilling.
Just chilling,
exactly. You've been working on your tan, obviously.
No, not at all. I haven't.
Well, that doesn't seem right. You're very brown.
That's fake, honey. Mine's always fake. It's never real.
It looks real for once.
We have an Aussie that lives in LA who's playing the game today. We thought we'd bring in an actual listener because we found Eva, and she listens. Well, you used to listen back when you lived in Australia.
Did
Hi,
you?
Eva. But, yeah, you've been living over here for, like, 20 years, I think.
Yeah, it's been 20 years.
20 years. You even sound a bit American with a little bit of Australiana thrown in there.
Yeah, I felt pressure to pronounce my R's differently.
Yes.
People couldn't understand.
Water.
When I came here to live, because I've lived here on and off for 20 years, I realized at Starbucks, when they put your name on the cup, I'd say, oh, Kyle, and every time it'd be like, Kevin, Keith. And I thought, they can't understand what I say.
No.
Is that what you found, that very simple words they got stuck on and then you had to adjust the way you spoke slightly?
Yes. I tried to say the word card. I said, I'm trying to buy a card.
Yeah.
And they went, what card? Cat.
Cat. Yeah, they can't get it.
Yeah, so finally I went, card. And everyone understood. And
so you got to roll those R's.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game today with your sister back home, who we're about to get up on Zoom. Lisa?
Older? Yes. Older or younger sister?
Younger.
Younger sister.
Yeah, by like almost 8 years.
So she lives in which city?
Sydney.
So Sydney girl. Okay. How long since you've seen her?
It's been 5 years. I haven't seen her since
2019. So she hasn't seen the new baby?
No. Oh,
do you go home often or do they come over here?
I don't go home often. I wish I could.
You on the run from the police or?
Yeah, the FBI's after me.
But there was COVID and there was all these other things.
Yeah, COVID, and then I had
cost
my
of
first
living.
Daughter. Yeah, cost of living.
Your daughter's gorgeous too. And both your kids are here. Is that your husband or is that your toy boy?
A cross between husband and toy boy.
Yeah,
he's
that's
my
the
Jewish
best.
Boyfriend.
That's the way.
Baby daddy.
Is that what made you come over here? What brought you over?
I had family in Chicago, so I moved to Chicago. I graduated with like a journalist degree at Macquarie Uni. And
you found that to be useless?
Pretty much. Yep. And now AI is coming in. They're going to, you know, write all the articles.
Oh, they're all they're finished, all of them. They're over.
Yeah, I should have gone into finance. But so, yes, should've. I haven't seen my sister in a long time. And
she doesn't come out either?
She did in 2019.
How old is she?
She is 36. She's 26,
man.
And I'm...
She's 26. So it's been a while. So is it only your sister? You got your mum, your dad? What's the go there?
Yeah, my mom, my dad, and my sister. So that's my
family.
You left and you've never seen them, well, for about 5 years.
Yeah, they've always come to visit me. Last time I was in Australia was 2011.
It's not easy to travel, like with little ones. That's hell on earth.
Yeah, it's true. I keep saying I need to make the trip, and then I haven't.
Yes.
Since 2000, not with my children. And yeah.
How old is that boy? 3 months old.
He's 3 months, yeah, and I didn't have
he's
my family.
So cute.
Pull his leg, Dad, so we can hear him squeal or something. Oh, no, you don't really have to pull his leg.
So
look
beautiful.
Look at him. Sorry, I'm a dad too now, so I'm all plucky with
kids. Gorgeous little boy.
Should we put the Skype screen up so you can at least say hi to your sister?
Yeah. Yes.
Spin that around, guys.
Hang on.
I know. I miss
Hang
my
on,
sister.
That plug won't move.
It's been too long. I can't believe I haven't seen her for
Do you ever
long.
FaceTime her, or is this going to be...
We FaceTime every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's not the same as, you know, embracing your loved one. FaceTime is nice.
Yeah.
Better than a phone call.
Yeah.
But to actually touch, you know, your family, that's got to be... To not have their touch has got to be difficult.
Right. We can't physically fight with each other. Like, fight verbally. Yes.
Argue.
Yeah.
So they can't seem to get
guys,
the Zoom
Guys, we can't
working.
Get the Zoom.
Sorry, guys. It's an issue our end. 1 second.
Okay. We're not having much luck with our technical issues, are we? We can't
Wouldn't
get
life be just
up.
Much easier if Zoom was like Star Trek where you could just beam someone in?
Yes,
do you reckon we'll
I
ever
know.
Get to that while they're mucking around with the technical
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, like a hologram.
Yeah.
That would be a great way for her to visit me. She could do like a hologram.
How good would it be if we just swung that door open behind me and she was standing there?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Like imagine that. Be... Oh, look at that. Imagine that door open. Yeah.
That would be insane.
Imagine it opened and there she was.
That would be great.
It's a miracle. Your sister's here. Well, there's a lot of crying and emotion. And I still think they feel that we zoomed her in here somehow.
The prize is me. Sorry, I just...
Do you want to look at the little baby while you're there?
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
See, we planned this elaborate thing on the way up to the reveal.
Yeah.
And now I've got nothing.
What?
Well, we're awkwardly here chatting on the radio while they're doing their own family thing.
Let's let Lisa come take a seat. Hi, Lisa.
Oh
We've been hiding her away.
Here.
Get on that mic.
Crazy.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Now, you were in tears an hour ago and we stashed you in that room.
I'm still in tears.
I know.
How is it seeing your sister face to face?
It's you guys are amazing.
Like, we know,
you were
we
amazing,
know.
Amazing, like 20. I mean, however many years ago.
Yeah, 30 years ago. Yeah, we get it.
It was 15 years ago, right? It's like changing time. No, it's funny. I was listening to you talk just a second outside the door, and it's funny because, you know, you become part of that person's life when you can FaceTime and everything else, but you're not in their lives anymore.
It's
you
true. Know,
you miss out on those, like,
the touching and the smelling of their, you know, everything about them.
Are those like kinder graduation or birthdays or... And yes, you can FaceTime or see them on video and that's okay for a short
But you
period.
Wouldn't give up your lattes for a couple of years to afford a ticket over here. You were greedy. You wanted to have your lattes and you just thought maybe some other magic trick you'll see each other.
I've been a full-time student for the last 2.5 years and getting...
You're not doing journalism, are you?
No, after is even worse.
Yeah, we're just
Which is
headed
not,
down.
This has nothing to do with that, but...
we're notorious for making poor choices.
Listen, any sort of further education is good.
But, you know, getting by on financial assistance, like student assistance, which is like $688 a fortnight in Sydney, which is like... Thank God I live with my parents, but that's like barely paying, you know how Sydney is.
Yeah.
So it's like barely paying your Optus bill, let alone putting away. And LA, the exchange rate is terrible.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Double it in your head.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, like,
that's why it's been so hard to reunite.
Yeah, like,
well, and the maternity laws in the US are not amazing.
Maternity laws?
Well, maternity leave and policies and companies aren't.
Well, look. This is all nice that we've reunited you guys today. You can catch up with your sister, catch up with your little niece and nephew, and whatever the Jew lover, whatever his badge is. But we don't like that you've spent so much time apart. United Airlines brought you over here, and not only that, they are also willing to give your whole family free return tickets to come and visit either of you here in Australia or in the United States.
Oh, my
the
God.
The whole family, free tickets for everyone so you can reunite together as a family.
Yeah.
You can celebrate together as a family.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to get so sick of flying, you're going to wish you were just on those government benefits.
Any time?
Yeah, any time.
For how many? For
Christmas,
like
I don't know, as long as you want.
To Australia.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Do you want to go to Sydney?
For my whole family. We're going to go to Australia, guys.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, it's only for husbands only. Unless you've got the ring on, you're fresh out of luck.
Beverly Hills Courthouse, here we come.
I can't tell you guys enough. It was just me scrolling through Instagram, because obviously I follow the page, and I, like, never normally scroll. I had a day off from school, and it was like... do you have a loved one that lives in Los Angeles that you haven't seen for years?
And you're like, as a matter of fact, I do.
It was like, I scrolled through and I was like, wait, that was literally me. And I never respond to Instagram-y stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it's true. It's true. It's true. And then Pedro called me like 10 minutes later.
You must have thought immediately that was a scam call.
Yeah.
Pedro. Yeah, well, I don't ask Pedro here. Don't hang up. Scam call.
Just wire me your big details. I give you
don't money. Worry. Tell me everything. Yeah. Your birth, date of birth. Everything about your family. Lucky you didn't hang up, because
here you are.
We can't just thank ourselves. A lot of it is because of me and Jackie, but United Airlines, very happy to bring families together.
Yeah, that's so, so cool of them.
We told them, and they were like, yeah, whatever, you can have a whole plane.
Yeah.
I think they're on the drink when we rang them.
Either way, they suggest.
Do we get business class?
Yes, I'm sure.
Now I'm extra happy.
I'm not sure. I don't know, but I'm just assuming.
I don't know either, actually.
I don't know what lays behind the business class seats.
Yeah, probably not.
I doubt it.
Ladies and the family, lovely to meet you all. Go and enjoy the rest of the day together. Don't have to sit around here watching a couple of radio flops and a gay journalist.
Yeah, go and have fun, girls. Enjoy the time together. I'm so glad you could be reunited.
Oh my God. Really appreciate it.
No, you're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you
so
all.
Much.
Thanks,
you guys
girls.
Are amazing.
Hit us up when you decide to bring the whole family out to Australia. We'd love to hear that, hey, we're all here and we're all having fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No worries.
Let us know.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
Don't forget, you want to explore more of the US with United Airlines, direct flights from Sydney and Melbourne to many destinations. Thanks, ladies. Enjoy
the
day.
Girls.
Kyle, Jackie, this is the
Power of Power.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Can you see us?
I can see you now, yeah.
Okay,
you're
good.
A dream. There's a man next to you that's not Kyle.
Yeah, sorry about that. My name's Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's our newsreader, Katie, and he just got married in Vegas at the Little White Chapel.
Wow.
Yeah.
At the Little White Chapel?
Yeah, you know the one that Elvis and everyone, Britney, got married in?
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. Infamous,
congratulations.
Right?
We were playing Waking Up in Vegas a lot when we were there. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we were getting right into you, actually. I can't believe we're here in LA and you're at home, where we are, where we should be at least.
Wait, I had no idea.
You didn't
Why
know
are
we
you in LA?
We went to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Festival, and then Brooklyn decided to get married, and then we just decided to broadcast the rest of the week in LA.
Well, that's fabulous. That's
no,
amazing.
But you're not
are
here.
Are you doing all the things?
We're working a lot.
Yeah, we are. So we will get round to it.
Well, you get a lot more access to the artists there. But yeah, I mean, it's like swapping places. Here I am in Melbourne and you guys are in LA.
I know.
Can you go pick up my daughter from dance class, please?
What's that?
She wants you to pick something up.
Oh, yeah. What do you need?
I was like, just can you pick up my daughter from dance class?
Oh, your daughter.
Oh, sorry.
You said something, Brooke, like it was a package.
Please babysit.
So how are you enjoying Australia? You've obviously got the AFL Grand Final. You know, like, it's so huge doing the Grand Final because it just, you know, it's a massive, massive thing. My team is in the final this year, so I'm super pumped about it. But I know that your performance is going to be so great because you have an incredible back catalogue of hits. And even if you were to do a huge medley, kind of like, you know, when you do things like at the VMAs, you can't fit them all in. There's just too many of them.
I am very blessed and I'm going to be doing a massive medley. And yes, when I sing Roar, it's not because I'm going for one team or another. It's just because that song has existed before. Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I'm going to be singing all the songs. It's going to be 100,000 plus people singing along. Massive. I'm bringing a beautiful stage. I am going to be writing something in to start. I'm having an Australian artist join me on stage. It's going to be the largest AFL performance by far.
I believe it is.
Do we know the Australian artist? Or is that a secret?
Well, you will know them when they hit the stage, but you do not know now. It's a surprise.
Ooh. Oh, how long ago did you organize this person?
A while ago.
Okay.
Not when I landed in Australia.
Yeah.
So has it really been a bit of a controversy of you playing Raw with the Lions?
Yeah, the Lions,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, wow, go wild, conspiracies. It's hilarious because you're like, what do you mean? I was always going to play Roar, but I am excited for it. I definitely need to write a swan song right about now.
You do, actually. Because that's my team, the Swans. So you
a song. Well, my stylist, who's Australian from Sydney, she's been like whispering, swans,
swans. Swans. Except swans don't make... Oh, yeah, they do make noises, don't they? Wouldn't they just go...
Like
It just came out of me.
We play your song, actually, every morning when we do... it's like a competition we do first thing in the morning called Tradie vs. Lady. So it's like a tradie, you know, like a builder guy goes up against the girls. And whenever the girls win, which they have been all year... We play your song, Woman's World, as like the winning song. And the boys play this song called Yeah, the Boys.
Yeah, the Boys. Yeah, yeah. The Boys.
And we kind of need something at the end of that song that's like, you know, that goes up against the Yeah, the Boys. So I need you to just yell out, Yeah, the Girls. Go, the Girls. Okay. Something like that.
How about I'll give you a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah, the Girls. You go on, girl.
I love it.
Let's go, girls.
Now, your new album, Katie, 143, is that, like, where did the 143 come from?
It just came out, 143, and it means I love you in a digital language. And that came to me actually at a time that was pretty tough, and I was looking for some guidance, and this number started appearing, and so I've called it my angel number. Some people are attracted to 1111, some people like, you know, 222.
Some people like Jackie here.
I'm obsessed with this stuff, obsessed with angel numbers. Well,
what's your number?
So mine is 1111. But that's when I first noticed the angel numbers. I was like, why am I seeing 1111? I didn't realize how significant 1111 was. But it is 143 like an I love you thing, because I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know who makes like the angel number, but for me it was a sign, it was a symbol, and it came to me at a really tough time when I was having a lot of anxiety, and it was just so comforting, and I would see it in so many different places, and then I looked it up and I was like, well, what does this number mean? And then it just meant I love you, and I got through that time, and so much has changed for me since having my child, a complete metamorphosis, and really feeling like a butterfly, feeling so free, and as well as grounded, but feeling so feminine and free and full and whole after becoming a mother. And you know, I just want to share all of that love that I've received to the listener, to the fan, to anyone that's listening and enjoying 143.
I love that. Okay, we have to go to a quick break, but when we come back, I want to ask you more about that. Don't go anywhere, guys. More with Katy Perry after this.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power. Melbourne traffic.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Not a good start to the long weekend for the Burnley Tunnel, with a breakdown in the left-hand lane causing delays to push day past Balti Bridge, a crash on the Ring Road Greensboro bound before the Hume Freeway, that's on the Bull Nose, and an incident in Mulgrave, Princes Highway outbound at Springvale Road. If you're heading out of town on the Monash Freeway, it's slow outbound from Eastling through to Belgrave Hallam Road. The eastern slow outbound from the Chandler Highway past Doncaster Road. The Hume Freeway slow outbound from the Ring Road to Craigieburn Road. The UDFO, the big brand sale starts tomorrow with up to 70% off big brands at DFO Essendon, Moorabbin, South Wharf and Uni Hill. Visit dfo.com.au for more. The KISS cast down to 5 degrees overnight, sunny and 17 degrees tomorrow. Currently it's 11 degrees. It's Ian, KISS traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie Yeo on Melbourne's KISS 101.1.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only KISS can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just right there.
All your must-have music tickets are on KISS.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets.
Oh, thank you so much.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of all your must-have music tickets.
KISS 101.1.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment? You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. There's fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time, 28th September, unless sold out prior. One-way exclusive check baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong open till midnight 7 days a week. Or shop online for 2-hour delivery. Sexyland.com.au.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
When I, Ramon Jamon, pull a juicy pork roast from the oven, I take my fork and taste the crispiness of the crackling. Porque I find it soothing. Life's tastier when you get some pork on your fork.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Wake up, Wendy!
You're moving homes and haven't connected your energy yet.
It's on my list.
Get moving! Oh. With Meerkat technology, you may still have time to compare now and connect for tomorrow.
With Compare the Market, it will only take a minute, even if you've left it to the last minute. We do the heavy lifting.
Wake up to waste, Wendy!
Visit Compare the Market to see how quickly we could help you get connected and the range of brands and products we compare.
Simples!
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
Kyle.
Kyle.
Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Power of Power.
Kiss.
What's my name?
is the Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power.
Katie, before the break, you were saying how the name of your new album, 143, came to you as an angel number when you were having a really tough time.
And when you were going through that difficult period, was that something that the public might have known, or was that something that you just kept completely private to yourself?
No, nobody knew about it. And it was kind of a medical thing that was happening in my family. But everything is okay now, and we got through it all. But it's like, you know, things happen as you grow up and life happens, and, you know, there's peaks and valleys and ups and downs. And so it's a real ride, and I'm just so grateful for my family.
It is. It sucks when the bad times happen, but in those bad times, you do come out the other side, don't you? Like, a lot stronger, and you learn a lot about yourself through those periods of time, which they're the worst when they happen. But when you can come out the other side, you do look back on it in a way and feel sort of grateful for it, because you do change so much through those times.
That's where the growth happens, yeah. I mean, I love that saying, the light cannot exist without the darkness. And for me especially, you know, a lot changed for me after I put out the Witness record. And I'm so grateful for it, because I feel like, you know, I was reformed. Like, my whole identity changed. And that's where I think... me now putting out this record, there's such a different energy coming from me with this record, because maybe previously my identity was really, really wrapped around being Katy Perry, and now it's so much more balanced. Like, my identity is, yes, being Katy Perry, but also being mom, also being Orlando's partner, also being auntie, also being a daughter, also being, you know, the head of a foundation at home. So many different things that bring me life and love and energy every day. And so I think now, like in the past, like, Katy Perry was here and my personal life was complete shit, you know, and now it's really, it's come into a more grounded space.
Oh, that's so... I want to talk about the tour in a second, because we announced that yesterday on the show. But, like, I'm single at the moment and have been for quite some time, and so I can completely relate to that, where everything seems to be going so well in one part of your life, where your career and all of that is really taking off, and then the other part just feels like, you know, very unbalanced. And when you met Orlando, like, how did you know straight away that this was, like, yes, this is the guy I've been waiting for? Or was it a slow burn? Did it build?
It definitely built. I casted a little spell for him, and it came true.
Tell me, I love this stuff, because I believe in manifestation and all of that stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Word for word, what was the spell? Yeah,
what did you do?
Well, you know, I was in a tricky situation, and I felt like I was just going through this loop, love-wise, previously. And so I literally was like, you know what, I'm going to write down a recipe of what I want in my future mate. And I wrote two things that I really remember very clearly, which was someone to meet me in my adventure language, my adventure love language, and then also someone that's as spiritually curious as I am. Now, if I could go back and just add a couple more things, I definitely would, but he definitely aced that. No, I'm just kidding. I was being with someone for like 9 years. Yeah, I could have done a little edit. No, I'm sure he says the same thing about me. But so then I was like, I'm gonna go to this event, maybe I'll meet someone there. I chose this dress. It was this shade of pink that I knew kind of was related to rose quartz. I was doing all of the things, you know. And then it happened that night. I ordered some In-N-Out burgers to an award show, and he stole one off of my table, and I was like, that's interesting. You're interesting. Hello. Don't take my burger, but take my burger.
That's amazing that you even picked the night. Like, it wasn't just, hey, make it happen soon. You picked the night. I love
that. You know what's so funny is I had met him before, but it just really kind of locked in. And then we went on a journey together, and there was, you know, there was a lot that happen, and there's been so much growth, and we are still deciding every day to be mirrors to each other and to grow. And that's really what I think the key is in a relationship. And it's not always peachy keen jelly bean. It does get super freaking tough sometimes, but you decide to just climb that mountain together. And it's, you know, and when you decide to do the work together, it gets even better. And when you think it's getting too tough and you break through, that's when like there's a new level. There's a new level that you unlock in the game.
That's beautiful. I love that. Okay, so the tour, we're so excited about that. Are we, what we see for the AFL Grand Final, will that just be a tiny taste of what's to come? Because
it's a big appetizer, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Because, like, your shows always, like, turn it up, you know? It's in every way. It's just not only the music and the sound and your voice.
Spectacle.
It's the, yeah, it's everything. The costumes, the dancing, the actual show itself. You know, it's all kind of, you bring it really hard. And I'd imagine this one's going to be no different.
Well, it's called the Lifetimes Tour. And I've called it that because I have a song called Lifetimes. But additionally, I feel like I've grown up with my fans. They show me some pictures of them when they're 13, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14. And now they're like in their late 20s. Some people have careers. Some people have families. And so it feels like a lifetime we've been through already. And I will be playing a lifetime of hits that everybody knows. And what's different about this tour is I'm asking everyone to bring their dancing shoes, because there's going to be a lot of movement, a lot of BPM, a lot of getting out of your head and back into your body, and into your heart, and becoming more heart-centered. And everybody, it's a party and everyone's invited.
I love it. Well, we're very, very excited about the tour, Katie. I'm sorry we missed you on this trip. Next time when you're here, make sure you pop in and say hi.
I love it. I'll see you guys on tour.
Okay. Bye, honey. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks. Good luck.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power. Melbourne traffic.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Good evening. Delays following a breakdown in the Burnley Tunnel. Delays still stretching back to the Balti Bridge. A crash on the Ring Road Greensboro bound before the Hume Freeway. That's on the Bullnose. In Buller, a crash on Buller Road outbound before the Green Street roundabout. Watch out for an incident in Mulgrave. The Princes Highway outbound at Springvale Road. On the Monash, it's slow outbound from Stud Road to Belgrave Helen Road. The Eastern still slow outbound from Burke Road past Doncaster Road. On the Deer Park Bypass, it's slow outbound from Christie's Road to Hopkins Road on the Western Freeway. Sick of business paperwork? Employment Hero streamlines HR and payroll admin so you can work easy. Sign up by tomorrow and receive 3 months free. Search Employment Hero. T's and C's apply. The Kiss Cast. Cloudy overnight, going down to 6. Right now, it's 11 degrees. It's Chris, Kiss, traffic and weather together first with Kyle and Jackie O on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Hey, I got plans tonight. Well, join me, Mitch Cheery, on The Night Show live from 7 o'clock. I've got free psychic readings with the best psychic in the country, Georgina Walker, taking your call. I've got you a double pass to see our Australian queen, Miss Kylie Minogue, live in concert.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Plus another shot at a full row of tickets to see Coldplay live and a Fujifilm Instax Mini printer tonight, 7 o'clock, on Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
Sleep better, wake better with the Spinal Ease Pillow. SpinalEaseZE.com.au.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 132270 to speak with an ABS team member today. ABS, your automotive specialist.
Bang, 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 bang.
Feed the family tonight with KFC's $24.95 boneless dinner. Share tenders, nuggets, popcorn chicken, plus chips and gravy. Get more bang for your bucket every day at KFC. Not available on delivery.
Bang, 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 bang.
Welcome to the circus. Arcade, bowling, crazy shakes and prizes. All in a day's play at Archie Brothers Circle Electric. Good times guaranteed. Search Archie Brothers Deals for great school holiday offers.
At Snapple, you can shop for all the big ticket items you want, like mobiles, laptops, Xbox, appliances, and more, for bite-sized weekly payments, which means you can keep your cash in your pocket for living life. To get what you want when you want it, just Snapple it. and strut like nobody's watching. Go to snapple.com.au, the home of bite-sized payments.
TNC lending criteria applies. ACL 393023.
Stop what you're doing, because the Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Half Price Vitamin Sale is on now. There's Blackmore, Swiss, Caruso's, Henry Bloom's, Manuka Health, half price. Bioglan, Nature's Own, Go Healthy, Inner Health, half price. Nature's Way, LifeSpace, Sonova's, half price. And Wagner Vitamins are half price. Plus find more half price vitamins in-store and online. Sale ends September 29th. Excludes exclusive bulk sizes, retail limits apply. Manuka Honey not available in WA. For half-price vitamins, shop at Chemist Warehouse and stop paying too much.
You're only a what-if away from... Ooh, shall I just book it now? Lots of hotels are fully refundable, just in case plans change. Booking cancellation windows apply. Find out more on the What If app. What If? It's Aussie for travel.
What makes Aldi's fresh skin-off salmon a superfood? Omega-3? The fact it's $12.99 a two-pack? Or is it its ability to leap from tall buildings? Okay, well, it's not the building thing. Aussie seafood at Aldi prices. Aldi. Good different.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 hamburgers and frozen drinks from $1. Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes Mip delivery.
Let's do this, Melbourne. The 2024 Australia Cup final is finally here. You've just got to be there when Melbourne Victory go head-to-head with MacArthur FC at Amy Park. Expect loads of action and plenty of out-of-this-world moments. So let's pack out the stadium and see if Melbourne Victory can win their third cup. Melbourne Victory takes on MacArthur FC at Amy Park. This Sunday with kickoff at 7:10 p.m. Search Australia Cup for tickets.
Daryl's at Ampol Foodery, charging his EV with Amp Charge on the way to a gig. But mentally, Daryl's already there. His fingers dancing up and down the keys of his synth. Right next to Dixie, the Lennon to Daryl's McCartney. Better get going, Daryl. You're due on stage in 3 hours. Go from A to anywhere with Amp Charge, powering you at home and on the road. Ampol, Australia's own.
Travel the way you deserve with American Express and discover the premium benefits of the Amex Platinum Card, like up to $400 dining credits at participating venues. That's $200 locally and $200 abroad, plus a $450 travel credit and access to luxury accommodation perks. Amex Platinum Card. You could get used to this. Search Amex Platinum to learn more. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Dining credit benefit ends December 2024.
Horizon, an American saga starring Kevin Costner, Sienna Miller and Sam Worthington is now streaming only on Stan.
Kyle.
Kyle.
Jackie O.
Jackie O.
Power of power.
Yes.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and true, you say I was yesterday, have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. That's cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant and ones that got away. Left my living fast somewhere in the past and took another road. Turns out party room's empty, I'd assume there's somewhere else to go. Be young. You tell me time is
be crazy. Messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's good. Used to be.
Yeah. This around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. One of the biggest shows ever out of the United States. We all grew up loving it, being beach bunnies in Australia ourselves.
Yep.
We'd gather around every week to watch David Hasselhoff run in tiny little red shorts down the beach.
Yeah.
With all those hotties on Baywatch. And there behind them all was a little fellow called Jeremy Jackson. He played Hobie.
Hobie.
I keep calling you Kobe. Hobie's here, the real bloke.
I thought you were going to say the word you're not allowed to say.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, the C word. Yeah. Jeremy Jackson is a grown-up man now, and he's sitting here at the house. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, good to see you guys.
Good to
Thanks
see
for
you.
Having me on.
Welcome.
By the way, I got to correct you. You said one of the biggest?
The biggest?
Record holder.
Record-breaking yeah. biggest.
Come on.
I have spent a bit of time with the Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a judge on Australian Idol, and prior, before he was very old and brittle, you might remember a celebrity from the olden days called Mark Holden.
Yes.
You worked with Mark as well on some music, and also David did. Mark's a great record producer.
I love Mark. I spent, gosh, 1,000 hours in the studio with that guy. I
mean, he was, and you didn't...
Mila Jovovich, he was producing her.
Oh, wow.
He was producing David, and he produced me. I think I worked with, Carl Cox's engineer for, like, some really good house music producers.
So it was all house stuff you were making?
It was, like, bubblegum kind of house. I started at 12.
When was this? Like,
funny enough.
90s or when was it?
These are my pants from when I was 16 years old. Like, real, when Adidas sponsored me in the 90s. Because my first song was about Adidas. It was called You Can Run.
Yeah.
Broke a world music record and inducted you into the World Music Hall of Fame and had a lot of fun with it. It didn't go that big in Australia when I was a kid, unfortunately.
And you're wearing the same pants.
These
that you
are
wore
them.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. How are they in such good condition?
Take care of my stuff, man.
I was going to say, I'm really bad at that. Like, I've bought bags
she
in the
can
past.
Tell you buy clothes that already look old.
Yeah, yeah, they already got difference. Holes in them.
I think they were in storage for like 20 years, and I just kind of found them and was like, what? These are awesome.
Yeah, they look really good.
Well, it's a wonder that you can go through old clothes and find cool shit, because I find... True religion jeans when I go through my old stuff.
Hold on, it'll come back around.
I don't know if they ever will. Like maroon colored jeans with white stitching.
Yeah, I
don't know whether that's coming back.
So you were in 159 episodes of Baywatch.
That's new information to me.
Yeah,
thank you.
I've got that info.
159.
159.
All right.
What was it? How does a kid? Like, how do you cast into something like that? Because you weren't the only one they were looking at. There are other big names.
People love talking about the fact that I beat Leonardo DiCaprio out for the job.
Did you?
Yes.
He's probably, you know, just so bummed out now.
Oh, my
guy.
God. He applied to be in that.
It
like,
was
to
between
be that character.
Him and I.
Yeah. Did you ever see him in the audition?
I saw him every week at auditions. Every week. I mean, he's my age range.
Yep.
Jonathan Brandis, who, you know, rest in peace. Remember him, a child actor?
Yes, I do remember him. Yeah.
You know, Will Horniff, the guy that was in Lassie, the TV show Lassie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me, you know, all the kids from movies like The Sandlot and, you know, Thomas Ian Nicholas, who was in American Pie. Like,
so there was like a whole group of your age that you were all against battling it out for
exactly
the...
Exactly.
And how early into the piece was this role introduced? Was it right? It wasn't right from the beginning.
In Baywatch?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Hobie was a mainstay day one.
Day one. Okay, so you guys were auditioning before you even knew this was going to be
Well, Baywatch was on network for 1 year. Actually, yeah. They did a. We go over all this in the documentary, which is really cool because you get a little juicy bits and pieces.
That's on Disney Plus. This documentary, right?
Disney Plus just went international a few days ago.
Yeah.
We're really excited about it. But there was this TV movie made about these lifeguards, like Panic at Malibu Beach, right? And
it sounds very. Good. Terrifying.
Right? Yeah. And it did well enough that they wanted to turn it into a TV show. A lot of people didn't believe in it, but they took a risk on it. Which, you know, nowadays you look at TV shows like, you know, CSI or you know, Law and Order. And you got these TV shows that are about professionals at a workplace that happens to be a little tense.
Yes.
And the relationships of the people. And it's fun, right? And that's really what Baywatch was supposed to be. A procedural show about, you know, relationships and the job site. And the job site just happened to be where people are tanned.
Throw in a few rescues for drama.
Exactly.
And boom, there's your show.
Yeah, but then, you know, Playboy came along and all the girls on there. And that's brought the big ratings. So the show took a turn.
And you were right at the right age.
Pamela Anderson enter. How far into it?
I think she came in season 2 or 3.
And is that when it really blew up?
It was already doing great.
Yeah.
From the first season, it was doing really well. If anything, I would say that, you know, Pamela Anderson tipped the needle. Moved the needle in a different direction.
Right.
You know, we were doing well. We were getting great ratings. We were loved internationally. But that beauty, you know, took it to a different dimension.
Yeah.
Which then it just became like sharks in the water tasting that blood. Like, all we have to do is find the next Pamela Anderson every year and we'll take over the world.
Who was the next one that you brought on after her?
I mean, they went through a slew of them, but yes.
Carmen Electra?
Carmen Electra's a big deal. She's an international hit sensation. You know, Yasmin Bleeth.
Yeah, loved her.
She was
loved
a beauty.
Right.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
So they were on the hunt to find the undiscovered beauty and they went through a lot. But I don't think anybody hit as big as Pamela. I mean, you got Pamela Anderson, Marilyn Monroe. There's like a few people
you're right.
who really shocked the world with their beauty.
We heard that enough. It's true. But I read somewhere that you were running around sniffing all their undies or their swimmers.
Me?
I can't. I laughed out loud because I thought, if I was 10 or 11, I can see that's very easy to fall into that pattern.
Absolutely. You're around there watching them all day and
sweating.
You're too young to do anything with them. You know, and then
too shy to even speak.
The problem was they had their Playboy magazines there, which they were signing for fans. And I think the draw of knowing not only could I sniff their panties, but also look at them stark naked at the same time, the lure was just too strong.
Too great for a little boy.
You made it by 11. It was nothing else that you needed
in
life.
And were you like did you go to school or did you have to do homeschooling during that?
Definitely. I started working so feverishly by the time I was 6. With commercials and stuff. I dropped out of school in the 3rd grade. I was too busy.
So did you have friends at the time that were
Hang on,
my God.
You dropped out of school in the 3rd grade.
Yeah.
How old are you? Like 7.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then were all your friends like, oh my God, I can't believe you're working with Pamela Anderson. Was it like a huge brag?
I wish, you know.
Don't forget, he was working with Knight Rider as well.
Oh, that's
Jackie,
true,
right?
Yeah.
The thing.
The psychology of 7-year-olds is not as adept as ours. So
correct.
It's judgment. It's insecurity. It's anger. It's jealousy. It's gossip.
Yeah.
Exactly the same as adults. It's really no different.
Yeah,
really.
That's true.
Well, we just get better at masking.
Yeah,
it
that's
now, at least.
True.
So it was more fights. It was more isolation. It was more.
Oh wow! So it didn't
it
really work
nice.
In your favor.
It wasn't nice.
How old were you when this show wrapped up? Did you get to bang any of these hotties or what happened?
Nicole Eggert and I dated for a year.
Oh, dated. Yeah, that's a much nicer.
So how old were you when Nicole joined?
I think I was about probably 14 when Nicole came on. She came on maybe season 3 or 4 or 5.
How old was she?
Potentially. She's a good 6-7 years older than me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's totally out of my age range at 14. But when I was 21 and we came back and we did the big Hawaiian
thing.
That
was it. Sparks.
I'm 21.
Were you just pinching yourself that when you did finally get with her? Like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm... Because as a 14-year-old, you would have been watching her as a dream.
Dreams really do come true. When you wish upon a star kind of thing.
That's
absolutely,
so
100%.
Yeah, she was beautiful. I loved her.
I wonder
Nicole.
If sometimes...
love you, Nicole.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She's just a few days out of breast cancer surgery. I don't want to give away too much because we, you know, middle of the documentary, she gets hit with breast,
you'll see
breast
all
cancer.
Of this on Disney Plus, by the way. It's up there. It's called Moment in the Sun. It's what happened after Baywatch and everything that happened during it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of tragedy out of that show?
Well,
Because you hear of things over the years and people lose their way and people get sort of addicted. And, you know, we all have our demons.
I'm definitely the black sheep of the family. You know, I'm the scariest. Well,
what did you get addicted to?
I'm out there getting stabbed, getting shot at, stabbing people, going to jail.
You were stabbing people?
Yeah. Got arrested here in L.A. for assault with a deadly weapon.
You attacked someone?
I defended myself against a gunman.
Wow.
And I got arrested and thrown in jail for attempted murder.
How's that possible? Because you were a known person?
Because I'm the guy. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know,
of course, it got dropped later, but still, it's still lawyers.
How long were you in jail for?
You know, altogether, I've done, you know, I've done at least a year in jail.
Did you have to go gay for survival?
A little more.
Or has that not happened?
I stay. I don't have to go gay. I just stay gay.
Oh, you're gay now?
It's much easier.
Are you gay now?
No, but I feel like I should maybe stir up some
controversy. You've got a beautiful beard. I was thinking, if that's a gay man's beard, I'm going gay. This guy's beard is amazing.
Yeah.
And you were telling me earlier, which does sound a little homosexual, that you make your own beard oils, and then you and I got right into it. What, you're making it out of?
Yeah. It's actually totally edible. You can put it on your body, face.
Really?
Or with it. It's if you want. Yeah. It's beef tallow, Australian beef tallow.
Is that right?
Only the finest. It's Wagyu.
Peter, write all this down.
Every moment.
It's white cacao butter, which is raw white chocolate, beeswax, and a little bit of diatomaceous earth, like ancient clay powder.
Where the hell are we getting ancient earth from?
You're going to be getting it from Jeremy Jackson Fitness when you go onto my Instagram.
So you can buy
order now.
You can. Okay, what's that? So what's that business called?
So just go onto my Instagram at Jeremy Jackson Fitness. We're actually launching the Beard Balm very soon. I have cracked the code. Not only to, you know, having a good beard product is one thing, but you really need, it's about moisturizing. It's about keeping it from getting brittle and breaking, and it's about providing some of those minerals and nutrients and the essential fats to help your
hair grow. What would you do about my like fishing wire looking revolting
beard? That's what mine looks like too.
No, but yours, you've got the color. Mine's
there's
white.
I've actually bleached mine white. It looked really good. You're a silver fox, man. You got
no.
Work
that's
with
what
it.
Everyone says,
it's
but
great.
Really, it's just Santa. Kids call me at Westfield, Mom, Santa. Do you know how humiliating that is? I'm not in red or anything.
Well,
probably the jolly fat thing and the beard, right?
Mm-hmm. Which we're going to talk after this. Okay.
It's a fitness thing I'm interested in because I've changed my I've had a thought over the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with being the fat asshole.
Okay.
I want to be a very fit, good-looking asshole now.
Nice.
Can you help me with that?
I would love to do that. That's my specialty, man. That's
and I can do all that through a website?
Yep, at jeremyjacksonfitness.com.
Write it down, Peter.
Yeah, I've got that as well. I also forgot, what was the